Okay, I'm delighted to be joined in the studio by Marissa Tobin from Freedom Financial. Good afternoon, Marissa. How are you?
Good afternoon, Eric. I'm delighted to be here. Thank you. Thank you for having me.
It is great to have you in here. Freedom Financial, it's a local company. Just tell us a little bit about what you do there.
I will, of course. So Freedom Financial is based in 3 Emmett Place in Yall. We are independent financial advisors. I myself worked for AIB and David Daly is director. So between the two of us, we're both qualified financial advisors with over 30 years experience in the financial service industry. We're independent advisors, so that means we're not tied to any particular mortgage lender or any particular insurance company. So when we meet a client, we can sit down with them and it's our job to find suitable financial solutions for them at the most affordable prices.
Yeah, because obviously when you're going to a bank, they're going to sell you their product and that's it, whereas you have a wide spectrum of products to view.
Absolutely. Yeah. So for mortgages now, for instance, we have 5 different mortgage lenders in the marketplace. Permanent TSB would be probably our first choice for first-time buyers because they currently offer a great package for our first-time buyers. But it allows us to source different products from different companies depending on the individual's own needs.
And can I, you know, when if someone goes in and they're looking for a mortgage or something like that, do you set up the mortgage and everything for them?
Absolutely. Yeah. So with mortgages, we have one generic application form. So the client only has to give us their information once. So it's a lot easier for them. We then go to it's like an intermediary with this information and we see who is the most suitable mortgage lender for them.
Yeah. Right. And of course, it is starting to get a little bit easier to get mortgages, I presume, at this stage, is it?
It is. There's a lot more mortgage lenders in the marketplace, specialising in different areas, of course. You might have a particular lender is more suitable to first-time buyers. Another lender might suit non-residents, for example, then you might have a different lender would be better at, let's say, buy-to-let, which is more suitable for investors.
Yeah.
It is still a problem, people obtaining the amount of finance they need to buy properties. But I suppose us being lenders, we have more, a larger area and different providers, so we can usually help them find a solution. Yeah.
Okay. Now, what we want to talk about really today is income protection. And what is income protection?
So income protection, it's a type of insurance policy that gives you a replacement income. If you can't work due to illness, accident, an injury that you have, it kicks in then if you're out of work for 1 month or more, and it enables you that you can still meet, let's say, your mortgage repayments and pay your bills and maintain your family's lifestyle. Any long-term illness or injury that prevents a person from working can drastically change their family's financial circumstances. Yes. So this type of insurance policy is peace of mind. It enables people that there's no time limit with income protection. That's what makes it special. There's not a limit to how long you can claim for. The person's occupation, their health and their age affect their eligibility their eligibility for the cover. But if they make a successful claim then and they're out of work, effectively, they can claim up until their retirement age.
Really,
So if they're not capable of returning to work or pursuing a different career, they can claim up until retirement age.
Okay. And how does it work then? I mean, I presume there's different ways of going about this.
Absolutely. So you make a monthly payment. So this would be known as a premium in the same way that you'd pay your house insurance premium or your car insurance premium. The cost of the premium is determined, again, by the individual's age, their health, if they had pre-existing medical conditions. Their occupation as well is very important. So, for instance, if somebody works in a job where there's a lot higher risk, maybe a dangerous type occupation or a lot of manual work, that would affect their premium as well. let's say the individual then is sick from any illness. It doesn't have to be a critical illness, or they're injured, or they, you know, they suffer, they're in a car accident or something that stops them being able to work, and they make a successful claim. They then receive their payment every month. So it replaces your salary, mm-hmm. basically. Mm-hmm. So the person at the beginning of the policy is allowed to specify they can insure up to a maximum of 75% of their normal income. So let's say somebody was earning 100,000 per year, just to keep the figure simple.
Yeah, yeah.
The maximum they could insure is 75%. So that would be 75,000 of their income. Okay. So if they make a successful claim, then they will receive that like an income every month.
Yeah.
At the beginning, when they're setting up their policy, they would select, it's called a deferred period. So this depends, again, on the provision that their employer gives them for sick pay. And a lot of people don't even realize how long their employer will pay them, if anything. Okay. So if you work for someone, let's say that pays maybe 12 weeks of sick pay, you might select that your income protection would kick in then at that, maybe the 13th week.
Right, right.
For the self-employed individual, even more importantly, they don't get any sick pay and they're not entitled to social welfare illness benefit yeah. either. So a self-employed person might decide that they'd like their payment to kick in immediately. So again, that's something that we sit down with the client at the beginning.
And obviously that makes it that little bit cheaper again, I would imagine, for the premium, yeah?
Exactly. The deferred period would have an effect on the premium, yes.
Yeah. And how does it compare to other, if you're out sick, how does it compare to other policies or other, is there any other insurances?
Yeah, well, people might have a specified illness cover. That would be a lump sum payment.
Yeah.
Often people would take this out in conjunction with life cover. With specified illness, you have to meet the definition. It has to be a serious specified illness.
Right.
Whereas the income protection, there's no specified illness or injury. You just have to be out of work.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Obviously, it has to be proven by a doctor that you're not able to return to work. And once the income protection then kicks in, as I said before, what makes it different is there's no time limit on it. So you could have a 25-year-old plumber, let's say for argument's sake, who has an injury at work. That plumber, if their injuries are so serious that they can't return to work for any reason, they could effectively be claiming their income protection up until their retirement age, which is 40 plus years.
Yeah, that is pretty good. All right, after your risk assessment and all that kind of thing, I presume the amount of your wages that you want covered, that's going to make the policy that much cheaper as well. Like, I mean,
exactly.
what is a typical policy like, and roughly how much does it cost?
I suppose the 75% of your income is the maximum, and the reason that's there is, there has to be an incentive to return to work for people as well.
Yeah.
But when we sit down with a client, often, depending again, they might have savings. They might have money put away for a rainy day or depending perhaps on their partner's income.
Yes.
They might decide, well, actually, they could manage with 50% of their income
or
30% of their income. So again, that all of these things would affect the premium.
Yeah. And like any insurance, I presume the younger you start, something
absolutely.
Like this, the cheaper it is.
It's so important.
Yeah,
the younger you start, when you have no pre-existing medical conditions, the cheaper it's always going to be.
And we can't
emphasise that enough. People don't realise often until it's too late or they have had some sort of medical conditions diagnosed.
Yes.
Obviously, your premium is a lot higher then.
And I suppose these things are starting to make a comeback again, because I know, during the Celtic Tiger, everyone had it and never questioned, right? But as soon as the Celtic Tiger went, there was a lot of people cancelling their policies and all that. Can they go back to something similar again? Or I presume,
I suppose they're that much older
now as well, and just, you're starting a brand new policy again, I would imagine.
You will be starting a brand new policy. I guess we deal with the likes of Friends First, Royal London, New Ireland, Aviva. The good thing about there being so many providers out there is the competition.
Yeah.
So definitely the premiums now are probably better than they ever were because there is so much competition out there.
Yeah,
like people are often surprised at how affordable income protection is. They just assume that it's going to cost them so much money. But when they actually sit down, I'd say 90% of the time people are surprised at how affordable it is.
Yeah.
The average income protection claim last year was 6.5 years, going by statistics. So that's a long period of time to be out of work.
It is, yeah. So, like, really, people should sit down, have a chat with you, and you know, see what way will it suit them for starters, I suppose. And you know, it is probably a very important thing, especially nowadays, when things are so expensive. As we said briefly earlier on, Brexit is coming down the line. We don't know what's going to happen here with employment. And, you know, it's something that's well worth looking at.
Absolutely. Yeah. And as we always say, it costs you nothing, you know. People can sit down, make an appointment to meet us, or even pick up the phone and ring us directly, and we can give them a quotation over the phone.
Yeah. And just very briefly again, just to finish off, you know, with any kind of financial advice, you know, just call into you and like, you can sit down and you can go through what people are spending and, you know, the income, the outcome, and what policies best suit them. I know we're only talking about income protection today, but there's lots more stuff we can talk about down the line. Like, but you know, you have that package there for them as well.
Absolutely, Eric. We often meet people that, especially this time of year, January is a great month. People often say, "I really want to sit down with somebody and go through all their financial situation," and that's what we do. Whether it's their pensions or retirement planning, protection is always first. You know, we always look after your protection need first. It's the most important.
Yeah.
But yeah, we do a full financial review. At the moment, as I'm new to you all, I'm trying to get known, I'm offering the full financial review, which can take about 2 hours, and I'm not charging for the consultation.
Yeah.
If we do arrange a policy, so for instance, if somebody was interested in arranging a pension, we get paid by the insurance company, so we don't charge our clients any fee for arranging policies
for them. And for a lot of people out there that might not be aware of what kind of questions or what kind of stuff we'll be talking about in a financial review, can you just tell us a little bit about that?
Yes, of course. With a financial review, it's very dependent on the information the client gives to us. Okay, so we don't demand any information. If there are things they're not comfortable telling us, then that's absolutely fine.
Yeah.
For compliance reasons, we can only advise them depending on what they tell us.
Right.
So again, if somebody wants advice purely on a pension and they don't want to talk about anything else, then that's fine too. It's up to the client entirely, you know.
But I mean, it is very important, I suppose, to kind of do a financial review pretty regular, I would imagine.
Absolutely. Like, we would recommend certainly every 3 years to people, but definitely anybody starting out. So if you're, let's say, recently engaged couples now or planning to get married, definitely at important times in your life. When people have children, it's often a time that they think a life cover, for example. So any life-changing times is important. And then maybe 3 yearly after that, because people do, their circumstances change a lot.
Absolutely, yeah.
People could take life cover out 20 years ago when their circumstances were completely different then. So it's so important that they keep their review.
Yeah, and I'd be guilty of that myself. I mean, you know, I have life cover and I have a couple of policies there. God only knows what they are about. I really, and being honest with you, I don't know. And there's probably a lot more people out there like that as well.
Absolutely, yeah. Eric. And we have, when people come into us, I'll always say to them, look, gather up anything you have at home and bring it in and we'll have a look at it. And just like yourself, so many people have no idea.
Yeah.
Or they have an insurance policy and they think it covers them for ABC,
yes,
but it actually doesn't. So it's only when people take that hour out of the week to sit down and look at these things. Often then, as well as that, because we're brokers, and like I said, because there is so much competition out there now, you might come to me with an insurance policy that's 20 years old and we might be able to give you something that's a lot more suitable to your needs today.
Yes.
And save you money at the same time.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But like we always say, there's no harm you know, you can make an informed decision once you know exactly what's out
exactly.
there.
Exactly. Yeah. Yeah. So I think that's, I might even take up myself, Marissa.
Yes, gladly.
Well, Marissa, it was a pleasure talking to you. Thank you very much indeed for coming in and talking to us. Hopefully we do it again at some stage, and the very best of luck. Okay.
Thank you so
Cheers.
Much.
Thank you. Bye bye.
Bye now.